The deadline for business license renewals used to be December 31st of each year. Kent Jones said that was changed to avoid problems with revenue record keeping.
The old licenses all expired on the calendar year on December 31st, which was a good transition period. But the problem with that is the accounting. When we would send out renewals at the beginning of December of any given year, then you know a considerable amount of those businesses would renew their license and send in the renewal fee before the end of the year, and we can't hold the money, you know, without depositing it. So what we were doing was crossing the calendar year's revenues and mix it all up, and that just became an accounting nightmare.
He said there are a couple of penalty phases if a business misses renewal.
First, there's somewhat of a grace period with a penalty, you know, a dollar amount penalty if it's late. And then after 2 months, usually what we'll do is send out a reminder letter after the deadline and say, hey, did you miss this? Or, you know, we haven't received yours yet. After the late fee period expires, then we'll take a look at those. Usually we'll try and make one more attempt to call or to contact the individuals to say, you know, is this an inactive business or did you just miss this? And then we'll go through and clean up our records of those who did not renew.
You said the county has also gone online to make the process easier.
We just recently added a online business application process that will speed up the approval of a business licensing by making electronic approvals. Our office, we don't approve any of the business license applications. We just administer it. So the approvals come from other departments. And so for us to go out and get those other signatures took a little time. Now we can do it all electronic, and this is a great application program. Whether you're at home or whether you come to our office, you can fill it out online, and that automatically dumps right onto our system, and then we can shoot those out to the departments for approval.
Summit County Clerk Kent Jones. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.